Parshas Veschanan, we have a tremendously foundational pasuk that the minhag Yisrael is to say this before Hakafais on Simchas Torah, and Nosach Svar to say it when they take out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Ata Horei Saladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Milvadoi. That now it's shown to know that Hashem is our God and there's no one other than Him. Einoid Milvadoi, Rechaim Volozhin, I believe, has a skula that you say that when you're in a matziv and you truly believe it and you have kavana for it, and it creates a special shmira over you. But the idea behind this is the unbelievable yesod, Einoid Milvadoi, that everything is Hashem and there's nothing else. Every time something happens, something occurs in the world, something occurs in our own lives, we need to remind ourselves, Ein Oid Milvadoi, that nothing happens on its own. Everything happens with a purpose and has a cheshbon. And Hashem is a Toiv Meitiv, and He knows what He's doing, whether we comprehend it or not. Ultimately, what's going to happen, La'asid Lava, is the Nigla Kvayt Hashem, that it will be revealed the honor of Hashem, and everyone will know that it is Hashem that has spoken all along to us through the Meshech of Golus, all through these thousands of years, where there was a Hester upon him. So this is a tremendous Yesod to just inculcate this this Yesod in our hearts and this Pasuk in our hearts to increase our Amunah and Betachin in Hashem. Another big yesod in this parsha, mentioned many times, it's interesting how it's repeated often, which is the inyan of Ari Miklat. And the idea behind it is, this is about someone who killed B'Shoigeg to give him a safe haven, so that he is protected from the Goyal Adam, of the relatives of the Mishpacha, of the one he killed accidentally. But if he leaves that place, then they're allowed to kill him, and he's not protected. So, which means there's a place where he needs to be protected and he has to be careful not to go outside of that protection. And that Ir Miklat Bizman Azeh in every person's life is the Torah. The Torah is our Ir Miklat. It's the oasis in the desert. It's the eye of the hurricane, but perpetually in the eye, where it moves with you, that you're always in the eye and you're protected if you stay there. That's the way of the Torah. That's the way of life that shows us how to lead a healthy life, a healthy spiritual life and a healthy physical life. And when we deviate from that, from the Derech HaTorah, then we're in a sakana, similarly to how this person who killed accidentally, if he leaves the city, he's olol sakana from the kroivim of the one of the victim. So same thing over here. You leave the Arei Miklat of Torah and their ways, your muchin l'sakana. So to save yourself and to protect yourself and to have a special shmira physically and spiritually, you stay in that Arei Miklat, which is Torah and Avoyde, Gemilas Chasadim. The Arei Miklat is running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every matziv. Another big hairah of this week's parasha is, it repeats what went on by Matan Torah, and there was a koil, Godoy v'lo Yosef. One simple explanation is that there was a big koil by Har Sinai. V'lo Yosef means it didn't continue. It wasn't heard. It was only heard by Matan Torah. We heard that koil, and that was it. It was a special nace that took place by Matan Torah. But our Chachamim have a pirish that's the opposite of this, an Elu v'Elu, but here's the Yesod over there. The Chachamim say, Adaraba, Lo Yosa means that the coil never stopped. The coil continues forever. It's infinite. Through the Dairis, to everybody. Through the Chachamim, through the Nevi'im of each generation, through the Chachamim of each generation. This coil that was heard by Maimar Har Sinai is with us, is constantly being communicated to us. And this is like a bas koil coming to us, whether, you know, if we're attentive to it, we will hear it. And this is the idea to understand that just like Hashem turned to every single Jew individually by Har Sinai, implanted in us the words of his Torah, so too in every generation, wherever it is, through the Nevi'im, through the Chachamim, through our own souls, honestly, if we allow it to shine. Similar, like it says, the Malach reviewed the Torah in the womb of the mother. So when he's born, he has that in his potential. But that koil is constantly calling out to him, remember where you came from and keep those mitzvahs. And if you have this feeling, this is sort of connected to the Einoid Milvade in a certain sense, where you realize wherever you go, whatever you do, there's this koil gadol v'loy yosef. Yeah, maybe physically you would say that koil was heard by everyone in an open, revealed way only by Matan Torah, and then it was concealed. But it was only concealed to a certain level. Every person, the koil never stopped. And everyone has access to that koil. And they just need to learn how to be makabel that koil the right way. And when they do that, they'll be able to experience it and feel a special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, of course, we have the mitzvah of Ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. And again, people ask this question of how do you have a tzivui on an emotion of love? So that, you know, how can you change? If someone doesn't love somebody, how can you just command them, love him? It's an emotion that either you have or you don't. So it's like this. The Rambam, it seems the Baal Shem Tov held this way. The Mizrach Maggid explains it, that the Pasuk of Ahavta is two things. It's a mitzvah saseh to love, but it's also a promise that you will love Hashem. Meaning like this. According to the Baal Shem Tov, and it seems like from the Rambam it's mashma this way, and the Maggid from Mizrach emphasizes that the mitzvah of Ahavta is not the emotion of love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on actions or thoughts and contemplation that would lead to that feeling of love. By thinking about Achdus Hashem, of the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, of the previous Pasuk, or like the Rambam says, to think about the Neflois Habayre, the greatness, and how he created unbelievable things, and that causes you to feel both ahava, a love, and a certain awe towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam explains in Hilchos Yisai Deitaira, I believe. And therefore, that concept of contemplation, that's the tzivoy, v'ahavta, that's in your hands. But when you do that, then the Pasuk is saying, v'ahavta, you will love, meaning you'll feel that emotion. That emotion will be real in your hearts. Parshas Veschanan is the parsha of the Shabbos, that's right after Tisha B'Av. The light of Mashiach is already starting to shine. We learned the lessons that we needed to learn, to understand the bitter aspects of Sinas Chinam that created this tzara that we were in primarily, and by having Ahavas Chinam and working through it and trying to love each other, that is how we're going to get out of this golus, and that's something to always remember. Another thing to remember, also in this parsha, lo yimirubchem mikol ha'amim choshech Hashem b'chem v'yivcha b'chem, ki atam ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. Hashem loves Am Yisrael, even though in quantity it's a very small nation compared to all the other nations. So you're going to ask, what are we worth? You know, our shlichus here is such a small piece, a small eye, you know, so why is, you know, how is that possible? And the way it works is, though, is you see it from even science. You see atomic energy. What is atomic energy? An atom is barely, you know, it's not perceptible. It's so tiny. And when you split the atom, it creates and opens up an energy that's beyond comprehension when that atom is split. You see it, the big potential power that is even when within an atom that is so tiny. That is every yid. Hama'at mikol ha'amim, small in quantity, but atomic energy, to be able to spread light and warmth in the world, to be able to be mashpia, to make the world a better place, l'sakan oylam v'malchus shakai, and through this avodah, make a mekadeshen shemayim, with our miyat, with mekadeshen shemayim, and ultimately will be the vehicle to cause the whole world to be makir in the Kvod Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem. We're hoping for the day that there will come Bekarev, where Hashem will reveal himself to all of us, and the Gula will come. And it's through our hard Avodah and our work, all through the Meshech HaGolus, being devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Meruchem Mikol HaAmim, Choshech Hashem Bachem. I love you, even though you are a small quantity, but you are the center of the world. You're the Shirish, and through you, we're going to bring Tikkun HaOlam, and everyone's going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bracha Natzlacha.